This project is so dear to the government and particularly the hardworking people of the Northern Region and its trading partners across the length and breadth of the country and the sub-region. The completion of this ultra-modern terminal building, together with a multi-purpose terminal and other ancillary facilities, are expected to provide the needed impetus for increased economic trading activities and reinforce the status of Tamale as a sub-Saharan hub airport for flights and to and from neighboring West African countries and the Sahel region. The Tamale International Airport will serve as an alternative to the Kotoka International Airport. Indeed, the government intends to use Tamale International Airport to support programs of the Northern Development Authority of Ghana to harness fresh agricultural produce for export to other parts of the world and to generate employment and create wealth in this geographical zone. The boost in agriculture would be leveraged to support the development of agro-based industries in northern Ghana. And this is in line with the widely acknowledged and well-founded government's One District, One Factory policy. The expansion of the Tamale International Airport is expected to serve as a catalyst for industrialization and rapid socioeconomic development. It is my hope that other service providers will leverage the completion of this project to invest in other areas such as the establishment of maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility, development of cargo facilities, and cold stores for export of fresh produce, and establishment of aviation training organization, ATO, amongst others. Significantly, it is expected that the Tamale International Airport will make Tamale the Hajj hub in Ghana and facilitate seamless travel directly to Saudi Arabia for the seasonal pilgrimage to Mecca. It is gratifying to note that the multipurpose terminal, which was completed in 2022, has been used in facilitating Hajj pilgrims in 2022 and 2023. The operators and regulators of our airports, as well as the Lands Commission, need to work closely together to ensure that airport lands are properly protected and well managed, not only for the future airport expansion, but also to safeguard lives and property in the unlikely event of an accident occurring at or around the airport enclave. I therefore charge the authorities involved to enforce the law, and I also entreat all citizens to cooperate with us to fully benefit from the development of the aviation sector.